When the Ethics Board staff rolled out its proposed rules on gifts at a recent meeting, there was strong reaction from people like Ellen Kaplan of the watchdog group Committee of 70.
And to be setting a $200 financial threshold and cash, my God, cash, a city policy that allows cash payments?
Well, yes. Here's what happened. City employees were always asking the Ethics Board for advice. Could they accept a meal or a couple of Eagles tickets? The ethics code was a little vague, prohibiting gifts of substantial economic value from someone whose interests the city employee could affect. To clarify the policy, the Ethics Board studied the matter and came up with a proposed rule that allows a city official to accept up to $50 in cash or cash equivalent, like a gift card, or things of value worth up to $200 a year from someone whose interests they could affect. If that sounds lenient, Ethics Board Director Shane Creamer says this is a trickier subject than you might think.
I've been looking at these gift rules across the country for years since I got involved in ethics, and what I learned very early on is that there is no perfect rule. There's no Goldilocks gift rule.
Creamer says places that set very low limits for gifts, such as New York City, have to allow exceptions for gifts from friends, which gets messy.
In Philadelphia, it's a city of brotherly love. Everybody's a friend. And so if the recipient, a government official who has received a gift, naturally they can say, this is my friend giving the gift. And if the board feels differently, that there's not a friendship relationship there, we'd have to prove that they are not friends.
So the staff proposed simple rules with no exceptions. Up to $50 cash, yes, cash, or $200 worth of other stuff is okay as long as it isn't in return for official favors. City Inspector General Amy Curlin told the board this will send a bad signal to city employees with daily regulatory responsibilities. She prosecuted plumbing inspectors a few years back for taking very little money.
The plumbing inspectors, many of whom are still in jail, didn't take $50. They took $10 or $20. And if that case was going to trial today, I think many of those plumbing inspectors would stand up and have as a defense, well, the ethics board said it was okay because it was less than $50.
Nope, Creamer says. Those kinds of payments would violate a separate ban on gratuities in the city charter, which the ethics board is also clarifying with a new regulation. It says a city employee, say a food inspector, cannot accept anything of value, quote, for or because of an act or omission made in the course of his or her official duties.
So that inspector who approves something or lets a violation go unenforced cannot accept even $5 in connection to that action.
But what if the restaurant owner and food inspector say the $20 wasn't in return for any official action, just a permissible gift between friends under the $50 limit? Wouldn't the ethics board then have to prove the donor's intent? Creamer says it would be easy to make a circumstantial case that it was connected to official duties because there would be no other reasonable explanation. Ellen Kaplan of the Committee of 70 says giving a green light to cash payments of any kind to any city official is inviting trouble.
I think we're really, people are going to be looking at the city and saying, what? And we've already had enough of that here.
The Ethics Board will hear public comments on the proposed rules today. Dave Davies, WHYY News.